Manuscript Releases, Volume 17, Numbers 1236 to 1300. M.R. Number 1278. Workers to be transformed by God and reveal Christ-like tenderness. Are you preparing yourselves to do the work that God has given you to do? Let the love of Christ abide in your hearts, my brethren. Let the oil of divine love soften and subdue your words. Seek for the Holy Spirit, humbling yourselves before God. You certainly need to surrender yourselves to Him for purification and sanctification. Pray for the heavenly power which alone can quell the quick rising passion and check the hasty words. Put away all self-seeking. Give yourselves over to God and let Him resolder you, that you may not be defective vessels. Indulge no sharp criticism. When you stand in your lot and place, you will realize that you are not able to charm away unhallowed influences. You will feel that you must learn from the Lord Jesus how to be meek and lowly in heart. The knowledge that you both have of the Word of God should be in you a well of water springing up unto everlasting life for the refreshing of thirsty souls. This is the will of God, even your sanctification. But there are lessons that you need to learn more perfectly from the great teacher. You need to soften and subdue your natural temperaments, which often gain the supremacy. Some seem to think that they have been appointed to act as detectives, to watch and accuse their fellow workers. This is dangerous business for those who take it up. It spoils their Christian experience. You both need a gentler touch. Your words are to soothe, not to harass. Let your hearts be filled with love for souls, with a deep, tender interest, work for those around you. If you see one making a mistake, go to him in the way Christ has pointed out in his word, and see if you cannot talk the matter over with Christ-like tenderness. Pray with him, and believe that the Savior will show you the way out of the difficulty. Ministers need much of the grace of God in order to do their work acceptably. When a minister finds the members of a church arrayed against one another, let him call a halt and endeavor to bring about a harmonious understanding. Let him never give sharp, dictatorial advice or orders. This is not necessary. It is labor worse than wasted. It is only when self, falling on the rock, is broken that the Lord has opportunity to remodel. Then the cheerfulness of heavenly peace will sanctify the spirit. All that savors of harshness and envy will be put away. Then the joy of heaven will be an abiding presence in the home. When the Lord Jesus abides in the heart, there is peace with God. My brethren Corliss and Jones, the Lord calls upon you to exert an uplifting influence. Receive into the heart the truths of God's word. Only thus can you have the mind of God. Place yourselves under the molding influence of the Holy Spirit. Then you will have much greater power for good. Your work is not to deal with minds in business relation, but to proclaim the message of truth in our large gatherings. Your testimonies are needed. It is your work to give these testimonies to those who know not the truth. Yield yourselves to the heavenly grace that is your power. Be sure to give no reason for unfavorable criticisms of your work. Has the truth been lodged in your hearts? Is the miracle-working power of the grace of God seen in your lives? Do you understand by personal experience the joy of heavenly peace and the power of Christ's gentleness? Christ's commandment is, "Love one another as I have loved you." Wherever the love of Jesus reigns, there is peace and rest. Where this love is cherished, it is as a refreshing stream in a desert, transforming barrenness into fertility. Ellen G. White Estate, Washington, D.C., August 6, 1987.